WRCS Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has details on the area high school events going on tonight.
There is wrestling action in the area tonight. Fenimore, Iowa Grand Highland are both at Cuba City Benton Southwestern, and Kickapoo Lafarge, Royal Oneiwoc Center are both teams at Hillsboro. River Valley is hosting Lancaster in a dual meet tonight for boys and girls JV and varsity wrestling. Also in the area, boys basketball and girls basketball at Ithaca, Seneca is visiting. Other girls games, Bangor at Cashton, Oneiwoc Center at Brookwood, and Hillsboro at Royal. Kickapoo is at Lafarge, North Crawford at Wazika Steuben, Southwestern at Darlington, Boscobel at Fenimore, Cuba City at Iowa Grand, and Riverdale at Mineral Point. And for boys basketball, Wisconsin Heights at Marshall, Judah at Highland, Mauston travels to Wautoma, Arcadia at Viroqua, Wisconsin Dells at Nakusa, Weston visits DeSoto, Seneca at Ithaca, Lancaster at Prairie du Chien, also River Valley at Platteville, and Richland Center at Dodgeville, coming up tonight on WRCO Radio. Brian Poles, Richland Center boys basketball coach, talked to us about the Dodgers.
It's going to be a big challenge for us, especially with, you know, the last week that we've had. So we've got to come in focused. We got to be willing to get after them defensively. We got to use our size. You know, you've heard this a couple of times. We do have a good size advantage against them. So two contrasting styles. They're going to want to get up and down, shoot a lot from the outside. We want to get it inside, get it to the rim. So we'll see which one comes out on top.
Hear that action tonight on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. The pregame show begins around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
The Bucks made it out of snowbound New Orleans yesterday and got home in time to beat the Miami Heat by a score of 125-96. A 44-point second quarter gave Milwaukee a big lead, and it was never threatened the rest of the way. Gary Trent Jr. came off the bench to go 7-for-7 on three-pointers, good for 21 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard had double-doubles. Antetokounmpo had 25 points and a dozen rebounds, while Lillard had 29 points and 11 assists. Milwaukee travels to Los Angeles to meet the Clippers tomorrow. A report out of Dallas indicates Packers assistant head coach and special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia is a candidate to become the Cowboys' new coach. Bisaccia coached Dallas special teams from 2013 to 2017. He's been with Green Bay for the past 3 years. The same report that names him as a candidate reveals the Cowboys haven't requested an interview yet. It quotes sources as saying the request should be made soon. Another former Brewer is up for nomination to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Outfielder Ryan Braun has the second highest wins above replacement numbers of any of the class of 2026. He was a six-time National League All-Star and a former Most Valuable Player, but he was also suspended for using performance-enhancing drugs while he was active. Former Brewers pitcher C.C. Sabathia will be inducted into the Hall this summer. And Calvin Jones, who rushed for more than 3,000 yards in three seasons at Nebraska and was with the Green Bay Packers when they won the Super Bowl after the 1996 season, has died. He was 54. Police said Jones' body was found in the basement of a house in North Omaha on Wednesday night. Police have not confirmed a cause of death pending an autopsy. A friend of Jones, Joe Dustaco, told the Omaha World Herald that carbon monoxide poisoning was suspected. He said the furnace in the home was not working and that Jones was using a generator in the basement. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.